Hey, welcome back to another comedy conversation with your host, Mr. Noiseless Poet, and of course me, Mr. Issa Kaikim. Now, today we're going to talk on a mildly sensitive subject, and it's something that needs to be said anyway. The way that people perceive other people portraying their characters in any manner, whether you're cosplaying them, whether you're drawing them, or whatever, writing about them, people have this sense of ownership for characters that they've never created, and for whatever reason, because someone else is having fun with this character, you now feel a way about it. So obviously today, we're covering the most recent Dan to Dan BS that occurred. And Noises, do you want to go first?
Sure. So for me, when it comes to the Don to Don controversy, I'll just go ahead and lay it out. For anyone who's not aware, the voice actor for the English version, the main character, his name is Ken Takakura, but she calls him Okoroon. So Okoroon, his English voice actor, is a black man.
Yes, it is.
So, which I think is awesome. Now, he is on Twitter. Well, you know, voice actors usually have social media. It helps promote the shows. He decided to post a picture on his profile and change his profile picture of some fan art that a 16-year-old did for him. And this fan art was a picture of Okoroon as a black person. Now, the original character, this is set in Japan. Obviously, normally you're not going to see black people in Japanese anime. And if you do, they typically have like some kind of crazy English accent, or they're speaking English, but it's like broken English. So, you know, it was just a sweet gesture. It's from a kid that decided to do a fan art, and the fan art was amazing.
It was.
So, obviously, he wanted to pay respects to that and go ahead and post it as his profile picture, and everybody tore him apart. Now, by everybody, I don't mean, like, normal people, but you know the internet is full of trolls. So, the internet trolls, and it all started with, like, a Japanese account that said, hey, that character's not black. Now, this, I think that was a fake account from somebody who is not indeed Japanese. But with all that being said, I say that to say there's no reason why fan art needs to be governed. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes there is race swapping when it comes to characters in different shows, different movies, different anime. Well, I can't say I've seen an example of any kind of race swapping in anime ever. But for example, people were mad about The Little Mermaid with Disney with, was it Halle Bailey?
Yes.
So Halle Bailey got cast as Ariel, and she's black. She's super light skinned, but she's black, and people are like, no, that character's not black. Why do you have a black woman as the character? And Disney came out and said, well, she was the best singer that we had, and she's a fantastic singer.
Yes, she is. Shout out to them.
They made her hair red, and people are like, no, that character's white. But mermaids aren't even real to begin with.
Mermaids aren't real. The entire story is made up. It is completely made up. It's not like someone saw your cousin, was like, oh, I'll make a book off your cousin, and now you're race swapped. It's like, oh, I made up this character that can live underwater, and guess what? She's not black. Like, I don't understand it.
And they did the same thing with How to Train Your Dragon. So How to Train Your Dragon is getting a live action.
Which isn't either.
And that girl, I in no way am ever going to be a colorist. That girl, the character in the animation is darker than the girl that they cast to play her. But she is black. And Scandinavian, which is the Viking area.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, people were just up in arms about the fact that she was cast as the character. And then in the main continuity, like the book, that character didn't even exist. They were just in the movies. And they said, hey, she was the best. They came out and said, hey, she was the best actress for the role. So that's why we chose her. So it's like you don't respect the creator's wishes. Mm-hmm. You're trying to own these characters. And what it boils down to me, is just that people don't want to see black people in fantasy. which, you know, I understand, you know what I'm saying? If that's your inclination, you know what I'm saying? I don't like seeing black people in real life. Why do I want to see them in my fantasy? My fantasy doesn't include those people.
Get them out of here.
Yeah, it's on some real Uncle Ruckus type activity. Now, in my personal opinion, fan art's not hurting anything. I don't necessarily care for swapping of characters. Now, with the Little Mermaid and How to Train Your Dragon, I don't see an issue with those two instances. But, like, they did a retelling of Scooby-Doo, the show called Velma, where they were all black. I was like, nah, I don't want to see that. And then they went super social justice-y, which I don't have a problem with social justice either. But don't change the premise of Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo has been around since, what, the 70s?
Sometime before me.
The 60s, probably. Like, Scooby-Doo's been around for a while. It's like 50, 60 years old. There's no reason that we need to be changing Scooby-Doo. And to be about something completely irrelevant. Like, they changed everything about that.
Oh, yeah, no. The only thing they borrowed were the characters. And that was it.
And like, back... So, we offloaded to kind of flesh it out. But going back into the point about Don Don... It's fan art. A child made it, 16-year-old, gave it to the voice actor of the character. The character just looks black. And if you look at it, all it is literally like a palette change, and he changed the texture of the hair. The art looks fantastic. But I say that to say, there was never a purpose in criticizing fan art. It does not canonically change anything with the show. It does not have any dominion over what they're going to continue to do as they animate the series. It's literally just somebody saying, hey, I like this character. I'm going to draw them in a creative way that I enjoy, and I'm going to share that with other people.
Okay. All right. Let me take over real quick. I'm going to double back to this. So, AJ. Right, AJ is a very talented voice actor, and since the moment Don Don dropped in the English version, he has been so deeply rooted in the company because he's like, listen, I want everyone who likes Don Don to like this, because for one, it's very one of the few times where a show gets a dual cast, both in dubbed and sub. It's a rare thing. Shout out to them for that. But because he wanted to really be the character, he's like, listen, I want you guys to love it, like it. Please let me know what y'all thoughts. Overwhelming. He's underneath every comment, active on every social platform, literally only be encouraging episode by episode. So then, obviously, we get the drawing. Let's talk about that. Fan art is fan art. I have seen a bajillion different swaps, especially gender swaps. Most common, obviously. People hate, like, oh, I don't like Superwoman. I don't like, come on now. Like, why don't you? And it's typically rooted in a, that's not me. That character doesn't look like me. I like that character because they're a guy. If they were a girl, I wouldn't like them. And then we get into blackwashing. Let's get into what even blackwashing is. Okay. So, once again, all of these characters are fake. None of these characters exist nor have existed anywhere in our life besides on this paper or in someone else's imagination. Right. You can't blackwash something that doesn't have a generic place, some type of roots anywhere. And that's part of the...
I don't know what happened with that. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Am I sounding okay?
Yeah, you're fine. Okay. All right. The fuck was that, nigga? Oh, we're talking. I'm like, we at 9 minutes we cut out? Okay. All right, bet it. Gonna bring this back then. Hakeem noises. Recording will continue on the new track. Okay. All right, let's get back into this. All right. I don't even know what the... Where should I restart from? Just what blackwashing is, or...
Yeah, I mean, you were going into what blackwashing is.
Okay, bad. All right, let's start there then. All right. So, what even is blackwashing? Obviously, they're trying to do whitewashing, but putting black in front of it. Very common trope here. But let's talk about it. In order to blackwash something, there would have to be an integral change in a character based off of where they were physically existing in real life. If there's a book written on you, James, and okay, you are now the person, an actual person who I can base things off of. Cool. You are my source. You are my mule. Kind of think of like Huey's dad from The Boys. If you guys didn't know, Huey's dad from The Boys was designed after an actual person. However, it took so long to get picked up that that person is now his father. You know, cool bit of lore right there. Anyway, I digress. If I was to make him someone else, like, okay, suddenly he's a tall black woman. Okay. You completely took everything that made that person. And I get that because that's not who you are. And that's not who you were. That would be blackwashing. But to say a mermaid, a mythical creature that has literally never, maybe existed. Listen, the ocean is vast, but to our knowledge, doesn't exist. And to place a certain color on her, that's not right. And that's not how it goes. That's literally someone's imagination. It's like when you're being a kid having an argument with someone and you're like, well, mine's bluer than yours. They're the same blue. Don't do that. But, or my pink is better than your purple. There are no rules for this. That's not how this works. You can't just say my opinion, yours wrong, and end it. And that's where all of these arguments stem from. Like I said, there are so many swaps. There's gender swaps, which we see so frequently and sometimes within the actual anime or cartoon. Like,
I ain't never had no beef with that.
Listen, I find it interesting. If I see, like, especially in like DC Comics and like the What Else World, if you'll see all of those types of, and it's interesting sometimes.
Can I speak on that for a second? Can I speak on that for a brief second? Oh,
yeah, come on, man. Yeah,
now, that's one of the things that I do like about comic books. It's like they break it off into different multiversal type situations, because you got Peter Parker, you got Miles Morales, and you have all these different Spider-Mans in these different areas, like the Spider-Verse. And then you have like Superman, and then you have Superman Prime that's in a whole nother universe from a whole different timeline. So like the comic books do a good job of saying, it's still a character, but it's like a different continuity. It's like a different, well, same continuity, different universe. Like, I like when they do that with the character, because it's, they're not erasing the old character, but they are giving you something different. And then one of the things that people have to get about media, I know I kind of debugged you there. I'm sorry, bro.
Nah, listen, you felt passionate to speak up. Go ahead. Listen, yeah.
Like, one of the things about media is that I don't think people understand how important representation is. Now, this isn't a shot at people who are not black ever. You know, do your thing. But you've had superheroes and characters that look like you your whole life.
Yeah.
That's never been an issue for you or your children. They always see superheroes and other characters that look exactly like them, which is part of why I feel like now some people have a problem with that. I ain't never seen it before. Why I need to see it right now? But like the first representation for me when I was growing up, I think was Static Shock. Static Shock was the first black superhero I think I remember from childhood. And I was like, hold up. He's a black character.
Yes,
he lived in a rough neighborhood, similar situations to what you might get in a black neighborhood. His best friend was a white kid. And you got to see what that looks like when the family doesn't vibe with you, but your friend is cool. It's just so much. Even though, you know, Superman is always going to be inspirational, Batman is always going to be inspirational, seeing somebody on a TV screen that looks like you, it's like, I could do that. He's like me.
Superhero Static
Shock. Yes, sir. And then we got the Green Lantern. And then I think they were lagging for a long time, because I don't think I saw another one for a long time. And I think the biggest one since the Green Lantern, because we did get some in between, was it Falcon? But I don't really look at Falcon like that. But Black Panther, that's why he was so huge.
Absolutely.
That was a cultural phenomenon when
Yes, it was.
And I don't think people realize, like, I hadn't even heard of the comic book character because I'm not super into comic books. I never heard of the comic book character. And then I saw him on the screen, and I was like, okay, let me go and look at this. Let me see what that's talking about.
No, absolutely. Black Panther came through, changed things. Marvel broke history, and it was, listen, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. You definitely did your thing. Never be forgotten. But that's what I'm saying, like, representation matters. Oh, what you got over there? What you over there trying to sneak off and get? This man got a fucking, he probably got a whole helmet. What you got?
No, I got all type of stuff in my office, bro. I need to clean up in here, to be 100% honest with you.
Yeah, that's tomorrow's adventure.
Yeah. Well, like, I started collecting comic books because of that.
Hey,
I got Zuri right there. And, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, that's not my only favorite superhero. My favorite superhero is The Flash. And I couldn't find any.
Which Flash?
Just Barry.
Okay.
So.
Damn, you got copies on copies, he said.
This one is my collection copy. And this one is my, I can read it because it's not in plastic copy.
Okay.
So,
look at this guy.
You know what I'm saying? And I can thank my getting into comic books.
Nerd.
Don't start, bro. I can thank my getting into comic books to the Black Panther. I knew the characters existed, but I was never interested in the material.
Nah, I get that. Like,
that's
seeing
why
yourself up there
is important.
Exactly. Seeing yourself up there just helps. Like, obviously, Static Shock was cool because it also touched on, like I said, things that we would actually experience. And then there's gangs and problems at school and debating over what you can and can't tell your family, when your dad is actually going to be around to help you out, losing a family member. All of that, it was some really crazy hard topics that were really covered on at a young age, tastefully, and catered to people like us. And then obviously we have stuff like The Boondocks. Oh, man. First off, The Boondocks will forever and ever and ever be one of my favorite shows ever because, like I said, representation matters, all right? Because after all, I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Listen, man.
Don't play with me.
Boondocks was everything. Because for one, I was watching it at an age I probably shouldn't have. You know, it was on Adult Swim. If you know, you know. And if not, you're probably not listening to the podcast anyway. But listen, The Boondocks came in and showed people, us, showed Black people, getting out of the hood and going into a much nicer area. Nice house, two young boys and their granddad,
right?
And the situations that follow are just humorous because they're relatable.
Bringing Black people activities to the fancy neighborhood,
literally. And I'm like, all right. And you got the two kids, the dual nature. You have the one kid, cold, logical, always on the game. Probably the kid that's quiet, but if you ask for their opinion, they'll speak up and just go on some crazy monologue, and you're like, oh, I know you felt that way. And then you got his brother, the little brother, little badass brother, who's always getting in trouble, always trying to hang with the wrong crowds, always want to be older than he is. And they're both voiced by the same Black woman. So shout out to her, too. Like, Regina really
yes
out here. I didn't even know when I was younger that was, for one person, both of them. And then find out it was a Black woman, I'm like, come on now. This is everything. The Boondocks was, for me, my first, I actually, I don't have my shoes over here. I have the
Boondocks. I don't know what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Bruh, I want to say some other things, but I don't know what we can say on this, John. So,
nah, look, we can get a little reckless sometimes, but we can't say everything that was said on that show.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, if you haven't seen the Boondocks, please, I don't know how you haven't. Like, I'm going to be honest, everyone in the community has heard of or seen the Boondocks, especially if you got into anime at any of the earlier ages, because we didn't really have that many options. And that's part of the problem. Representation is nice, and we cling to these things. But then sometimes what we give from Black culture is absorbed and taken into anime and whatnot. And as a result, anime does better. Black people have a way of influencing like every field that they want to be in.
Absolutely.
Obviously, listen, go. What you got? What you got?
The Don Da Da intro.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, I'm not one that likes to try to claim everything. I'm a very humble person, but the hip-hop influence on Japanese culture and Korean culture, very obvious.
Very obvious.
That's not to say that they're not doing the damn thing, because K-pop music be really sounding like R&B, and I'm not talking about bad R&B, I'm talking good. I was showing somebody a K-pop song at work today, and they were like, do you know what they're saying? I was like, not for real, but it sounds good. So I don't really care. Like, these beats be reminiscent of 90s R&B beats, and they be out here killing it, singing their best Korean. And I know some of the parts. I can imitate what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
But I have no idea.
Why don't you give us an example?
Sir, don't try to clown me.
Go ahead with a stay with me.
Man trying to clown me. Look, I do know that though.
Exactly.
That's a fire.
That's a staple.
A fire song. Yeah. Yes, sir. Now, I don't want to ever insult these other cultures. I like that they took it, made it their own, and did something positive. But it's crazy to me that we can get so much hate from other cultures saying that, but we don't want these characters looking black, or we don't need this and that. But our culture influenced the very thing that is attached to the same media that we're arguing about in the first place. Mm-hmm. And don't even let me get started. I made a post about it on my TikTok account. And then here we go. All the people that are always trying to be edgelords in the comments are like, nah, bro. The character's not supposed to be black, so that's why we have a problem with it. It's not a race thing. I'm like, bro, it's fan art. They didn't change the character, so just go ahead and admit that you don't like black people. Like, just admit that you don't like seeing them. I'm not offended by that. If you don't like me, that tells me I need to be away from you. So let me just block you and get you on up off of here, and, you know, we can move forward. But people just like to say these things, and then at the same time, like, I'm sure anybody who's watching this where they can see the visuals, neither me nor Isekai Keem are small men.
Not at all.
So a vast majority, please stop. A vast majority of people are not going to say any kind of reckless, stop. They're not going to say any kind of reckless comments to us face to face like that.
Yeah, not at all.
I've never had anybody in my real life since I've become an adult, because, you know, teenagers are wild. Everybody's got something to prove. But, like, as an adult, there's not been a single person that's come up to me and we didn't have some kind of disagreement and they just talking reckless to me from the very beginning. So I told them in the comments, I was like, you're not going to get the reaction that you're looking for because I don't care, for one. And I know that you would never have the courage to say something like this to me in person. And he's like, oh, stereotypical, you result to violence. I said, I never said I would exhibit violence upon you. All I said was you wouldn't have the guts to say something like that to me in person. And then he just went off on a tangent about something completely different.
Yeah, that's like a very common trope.
It's like, okay, like, you just, all you did was prove my point. You have some kind of hatred in your heart for us, which, if that's the case, that's unfortunate.
We be chilling, yo. We be minding our business.
I'll be chilling. I'll be minding my business. I ain't got no hate for nobody that ain't got no hate for me. And then if you do have hate for me, that's a one-sided situation, because I don't care. I'm not involved in that. That's you and your activity. I'm over here chilling. I like to harass this man, Keem, sometimes.
That's me.
Keem likes to get on my nerves a vast majority of the time.
That's me.
You know what I'm saying? We just be out here living. I be trying to love my wife, love my kids, and that's all.
We know you love your wife.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's going to continue to know.
Listen, I love my wife, you know.
I say it every chance I get.
I woke up the other day and I love my wife, you know. I was about to just go love my wife. I'm like, okay, Noises. Let me take a shot every time. I'd be
Shout out to Yukio Kino. She does commissions for artwork. You know what I'm saying? Check her out.
Ben's fucked his wife in the middle of the pod. Hey, I ain't mad at it, though. Because you know why? Because you love your wife. See? I get it. It all comes full circle.
Let's plug all our areas before we finish up today anyway.
Okay. I think we'll do that now. Good. You want to do that at the end of the job? Okay, we'll do it before the voice guy.
Now, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, listen, simple for me. I am Isekai Keem. You can follow me at Isekai Keem. Listen, everywhere. YouTube, obviously, that's where I'm at. Mainly doing some Devil Fruit Breakdown and other anime stuff. TikTok, if it still exists in the next 2 to 3 months, we'll see about that. IG, I'm on there. I'll be posting. Twitter, I'll be talking to myself because like, I got a couple followers that don't really say nothing. So if you want to come change that, feel free, you know? Oh, and I'll be streaming sometimes too. Yeah. It's doing better than Noiseless in whatever game it is, though. So that's all right, though.
No.
Yeah, y'all got to see this man.
Listen to me. You don't want to see me in my territory. You always trying to play something that you know how to play.
Listen, you play the same game, bro. You play the same game.
If you come over in the Smite, or if you come over on Tekken, I'm going to make you look like a newborn baby.
Yeah, I hear you.
You don't want the pause.
Part of me, listen.
I let you have.
Do you have Smash Bros?
Yes, I have Smash Bros. Yes, I do.
Okay, I could beat you with Smash Bros then. I haven't played the game in forever. I could knock the dust off this genre right now.
So when you get tapped, I don't want to hear any excuses.
Listen, it's not going to be an excuse.
If I lose,
I can accept my loss, but I'm not going to lose.
Okay.
I'm better than you.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to this episode.
That's enough talking about it. I don't want to have no more discussion. I want to see some action.
Okay, listen.
Until you beat me, I'm not trying to hear none of that.
You're getting washed, my guy, and it's okay.
Okay, look. We passed the trash talk.
Yeah. Now let's just have a regular conversation.
Let's make it do what it do, and then we'll see what's up.
All right, you guys will find out who won and who lost in the next episode. Because once I win, it's going to be like a 5 minute speech.
You're going to dream reading off after I whoop your ass in that game.
Anyway, Noises, where can they find you at, you know, since you got so much to say?
Well, you know what I'm saying? They can find me at Noiseless Poet over on Twitch. You can find me at Noiseless Poet on YouTube. That's my gaming page. You can find me on Annie Poet on YouTube, and that's where I make my anime content. You can find me as Annie Poet also on TikTok. And that's also where I do a lot of my anime content. But between YouTube and TikTok, it's more or less the same. Like I said, they're getting rid of it. I do have a Twitter also, which has like nothing on it. Because like you said, I don't really have an audience. So I don't really say much. But y'all, again, like he said, y'all can feel free to change that. And then I did make a blue sky also, but I haven't posted it yet.
I got one of them draws too. You know, follow me on that app too in case Elon decided to be nutty. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see. Man, that's like, I like the little plug. Now, circling back.
All right.
I want to talk about positivity with the Black community. Now, we do have Corey Kenshin. Corey Kenshin is one of the biggest Black streamers, one of the first Black streamers that ever existed. He started off making the same old. You could always tell that he was an otaku slash like part of the nerdy community. If you go look back at his early, super early videos, he transitioned over into reaction content, gaming content, pretty much anything. Corey Kenshin has 19-some-odd million followers or subscribers on YouTube. Biggest Black streamer, in my opinion, to ever do it. I think the only one close to him is probably Kai Cenat. And he used to make content with Dashy XP, for those, I'm sure most of y'all know about Dashy XP. If you're watching this, you probably have seen something about at least one of the people that we've mentioned. But Corey Kenshin is famous for taking hiatuses between his content. He'll come back, he'll post for a few months. He might even post for a longer time than a few months. And he'll disappear. You won't see him again for like a year or 6 months. He's like Hunter Hunter. hiatus, ex hiatus. You know,
that was actually a good one. Actually, I give you that. Yeah. That was good.
He put out a video today, and he's been gone for almost a year. I want to say maybe a little over a year. He put out a video saying, "Hey y'all, I'm back," and it was a manga trailer, and there was some animation to it, and it said a new manga release. But you can tell from what he did, anime is probably going to be an anime as well. But it's like they got these people in some gear, so I think it's going to be like giving hunter vibes where they hunt creatures or whatnot. But the creatures, now let's walk it back a little bit. It's called Monsters We Make.
Okay, I like the title.
And in the very beginning of the trailer, you see a person transform into a monster. I don't know from the little snippet whether that was voluntary or whether that was just they turned into it. So you don't have like the story element just yet. But you see the main character like floating down from the sky, like they're falling from a very large height. They cut to some of the other characters that he's in the squad with. The person turns into a monster and jumps out, and they start jumping that thing. Boy, I'm talking straight Yuji and Nanami on
fight back.
Mahito. Fight back. Yes, sir. Like, they start jumping that man. And then the main character takes over, and he is waxing that monster. But very, very clean animation. It seems like it's going to be like an original concept. I don't know if it's powers or if it's just the gear that's giving them the power that they do have. But the trailer's only like a minute long, and then he talks for like another 30, 45 seconds talking about him coming back, saying it's been a while. He said that the manga, I think it's either he's going to have another video on the 16th or the manga is going to release on the 16th. But I plan to buy or watch whatever I need to buy or watch so I can support this because it's dope. There are characters of all persuasions, but there are characters that look like me, and I'm all about that.
Well, listen, I get it. And we love some new manga, love some new anime, especially if it comes from one of us and they design anything to look like us. Another streamer, RDC World, they have Dark Lights. They have their own genre as well. Like, I'm seeing a positive shift in a lot of these creations being by us and for us. Or if you want to get out of the anime space just a little bit, but go look at any visibility out there, there's the Comic Shop, which is currently being kickstarted right now. They're like 20,000 short of their goal, but pretty sure they're going to hit it. And that's just about being nerdy, being Black, enjoying comics and anime, and having good times with your friends. And obviously some not so fun times with customers and whatnot. And now, that's reality.
I do want to take some time out to shout out just a couple of creators that are Black that have content. Now, this wasn't like a pre-planned segment, so it's obviously going to take a second to look up some of these people. But like, the first one that comes to mind is ND Mangaka. So he makes a lot of, he makes rage bait.
Okay.
Like, he purposely rage baits people. He's kind of shifted away from the rage bait and just kind of talks about trending topics lately. But he has his own personal manga. It's called Rune Symbol. I actually did a review for Rune Symbol, and that's kind of how I became acquainted with Indy. But over the course of the manga, now, at first I gave him honest feedback. And I told him, like, the things that I did and didn't like about it. So far, in the beginning, it was just I wasn't the biggest fan of his artwork. But he draws everything himself. So I told him, I was like, I'm okay with improvements being needed on the art because you're doing everything on your own. You're writing the story. You're drawing it yourself. You're coloring it yourself. I have no issues with you, you know, working on that. And over the course of when I initially reviewed it and now, he's improved leaps and bounds compared to the beginning. Now, there's another creator that I started following that's just released his manga on Webtoon, and it's called thugs transfer to another world.
I'm sorry. Thugs transfer to another world?
Thugs transfer to another world. He put it on Webtoons. I haven't gotten to read his story, but I did follow him just so I could make sure I checked it out and supported it. His artwork is fire. Look at it. I don't know if it's going to focus.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Look at his artwork. Like, it looks like typical Webtoon artwork. And I'm pretty sure he's doing all his artwork on his own as well. And you can follow him at TT2AW2 on TikTok. You got King Lion. What is his series called, though?
What, King Lion?
Yeah, because King Lion does his own comic as well.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. He has his own. He has his own comic. He's had his own for a while. It's called, and I think he's gonna do his own like verse.
That's a big undertaking.
I'm trying to find it. We'll find it eventually. Where is this? Nah, I don't wanna sit here and play. So his comic is called Flame.
Flame.
Flame. Like fire? Yeah, like fire. Flame.
Okay. Yeah, I need to upgrade my space.
And then one more, because I don't want to take all of our time. Specifically, we'll have a segment where we shout out certain creators that make their own series. So there's a guy, Teddy the Toy Collector, that talks about pretty much anything like fantasy fiction. He talks about Star Wars. He's talked about Lord of the Rings. He's talked about comic books. He's talked about anime. Like, he talks about all of that. And he has his series that him and his cousin, I think, made. It's called The Ultimate Guard Dogs.
The Ultimate Guard Dogs.
Yeah, so him and his cousin made that series. And that's also... So all of these are Black-owned / Black-created series. They tell people, hey, if you want to see representation, make your own. So those are some people that if y'all want to check them out, they create, you know, things for us, by us.
I like that. That's
now, do you have anybody that you can think of off the dome?
Yeah. So I met my first year at DreamCon. I met a kid who was talking about it. We were at the Crunchyroll lane waiting for something to start. But you know how it is. We all over here, StreamCon, we're bored. We're going to talk. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm working on this comic idea. I'm like, all right, better. That's what's up. Let me see it. All right, follow this page. I'm like, all right, cool. Came by DreamCon the next year. The man has a booth. The man has a booth with his comic and stuff. And it's called No Retreat, No Surrender. And to see someone saying like, oh, I want to do this. I feel like I could do this too. I did it too. I have a booth now. All within a year. That is, listen, that's just, like I said, that's No Retreat, No Surrender. You could follow his page and everything on Instagram is where I follow. So that's the first guy I can think of. I'm saying, it's crazy. I love seeing that happen though. Do I have anyone else?
I do have another one that I want to do.
All right.
You know the guy, Impound Comics, that has his character Impound? Yes.
Yeah, we have to
talk about
Impound as well. Just started following him. So. Yeah.
So I've been following him for a crazy minute, like probably since my TikTok account was fresh. But Impound from Impound Comics, he compares his character, talks about the powers compared to like characters in comic books, and does real analysis of like, can my character be this character? Like, he'll have the filters where it does like your top 10 of certain whatever series, like top 10 X-Men or top 10 DC characters or whatnot. And he says, like, can my character beat these characters? And his character has, like, his power is linked to tattoos. I thought that was really cool. Like, he can pull the tattoos off and, like, use whatever that is as a weapon or, like, make it manifest. I haven't checked it out yet, but I do plan to purchase it so I can. And that was almost disrespectful. I got to remember my boy Japanimer. I actually have his book here. So his book is called Rock Salt. It's a series. It's like a Western Western fantasy type series, one of the main characters is actually a goblin.
A goblin main character?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a slime main character, so I guess goblin isn't too far-fetched.
His, like, the art on it is fantastic, and what I know about the story so far is good. Now, I can't seem to locate the book, but it is on my desk, and like I said, my desk is a mess right now. So instead of fumbling around and making noise with my microphone, I will take the time to give him a proper shout-out. We'll eventually have him on here a bit, and we can have him talk about Rock Soul. But, you know, I want to wrap things up and do that thing that we usually do and talk about a character that we say can beat Goku.
Okay, listen, I'm curious because so far no one's come out to say that any of our choices have been wrong. So if you're listening and you think we're wrong, feel free to comment. But no one has said that. So who do you have to add to the additional list of characters that can beat Goku?
So today I'm going to go back to the bros. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go back to the bros. This one might be controversial, but I'm of the opinion that Golden Wind Experience from Part 5 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is capable of beating, Golden Experience from Part 5 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is more than capable of beating Goku. Now, why is that the case, you might ask?
Yes, why is that?
I've done a video covering this ability before. So Golden Experience has the ability to return all actions to zero. So, and this isn't something that he is conscious of. So Giorno as a person, he has no idea that Golden Wind Experience Requiem exists. He doesn't know that Requiem exists in the first place. On top of that, this is automatically activated, so he doesn't have to be aware of what's happening. He doesn't have to be fast enough, quote unquote, for it to activate. It just activates instantly. So that means Goku could punch a hole in that man's chest. It never happened. But Goku's not going to punch a hole in anybody's chest because that's not the type of person that he is. We need to stop talking about bloodlusting when we talk about versus battles. These people are going to be who they are 100% all the time. So walking that back, Golden Wind Experience Requiem or Golden Experience Requiem is going to then put Goku into an infinite death loop.
Gyumi style.
Much like he did King Crimson and Diavolo. He will be put into an infinite death loop where he is not able to manifest his powers and he is going to be dying from very inconspicuous ways. If he can be penetrated by a laser, chill.
I didn't even say nothing.
Chill, but you made a face.
I didn't even say nothing. Continue.
Stop. If he can be harmed by a laser, since you want to be specific, if he can be harmed by a laser because he was caught off guard, if he gets caught in that ability where it's that loop, he's not going to be able to escape, and he's just going to face infinite death over and over and over again. But that's my take on that, and I'm not trying to hear... Matter of fact, I am trying to hear the arguments. Tell me what you got to say about it.
Maybe spoiler warnings, you know? Man, unless it's not JoJo Season 1, sir.
I mean, that's a whole other JoJo season after that.
Exactly, but come on now. You know, we need to be polite to the people. If you heard that's that, true. You guys didn't hear that.
I should have said spoiler alert.
There you go. He was like, yeah, it was crazy when that fight happened. And
don't do that, man. Come on, bro.
Listen, we're chilling. Like I said, at the end of the day, this is nothing against Goku, nothing against Dragon Ball Z, because we like Dragon Ball Z, which is why we always do a DBZ-style outro. So this time, let's do that. I wish I could lower the lights and stuff to make this more efficient, but whatever.
Man, don't set no mood light and just do what you do.
Well, noiseless, stop hating on me. Probably not. Come on, dude. Like, be respectful. I got this.
Chill out, bro.
Okay. Will fan art ever appease everyone? Will the anime community come together and realize maybe we got some things messed up? Or Will Corey Kenshin make a video about why Don DeDon should be black and then everyone's fine? Find out next time on Kami Conversations.